Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I am joined by my superb and stylistic brother, Mr. J.
What's going on tonight? I'll send you that check for those heartfelt words later on, but what's going on?
Yeah, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435.
Let's go.
Yeah, Smooth Drama show page. Check us out on Facebook. Also, if you want to holler at us, you know, I tweet on Twitter. You want to jump into the chat room, we're here for you. If you want to email us some personal stuff, as Mr. J suggests, show after show after show. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com.
Let's see them pictures.
Yes.
No, I want to see them pictures. I want to know who's out there. Not just the members who are part of the Facebook group. But I want to see who's out there listening to us. So, you know, send those pictures and we'll post them up, you know. You might even get a shout out. Why are you laughing, man? Why are you laughing?
Oh.
See, I told you tonight I was going to be straight laced. No more
straight
jokes,
laced.
No more. What?
Straight laced, Jay?
I'm trying. It's not working, but I'm trying.
All right. Well, I gotta say, you know, I've watched the draft lottery. Philly got the first pick in the draft. So I'm gonna do one of yours. I'm gonna do one of yours because I'm growing up to be like you one day. Shout out
here
to I'm giving a shout out to Fluffy. She's a Philadelphia fan, long suffering. You can go to a game.
Oh, wow, yeah, Fluff out there in Philly. Yeah, y'all got that first draft. What y'all going to do with it? Nothing. But anyway.
Oh, hold on, brother. See, that's where you're wrong. See, they're going to pick Ben Simmons, and you know why he's going to be good? You don't know, do you?
No, I don't know why.
Oh, because he's light-skinned. Light-skinned is in this era.
You went there with it.
I went there.
You drove all the way there with this one, huh?
The
light-skinned part. Oh.
Hey. It's that time. It's the light-skinned era. Light-skinned dude in right now.
One dude is lighting it up. Curry eating. Well, you know what? I'm going to back out because I don't personally consider myself part of that, but I know I'm not part of the dark-skinned crowd either. I'm right in the middle. So.
Okay.
Whatever.
I was being objective. I was saying when you look at the young ballers that's coming out, they're
all
like.
You're being divisive. That's what you're being. You're being divisive. Light-skinned, dark-skinned.
Hey, I ain't talking. I'm just saying, they're light-skinned. Ben Simmons is light. He is as light as you're going to get. I mean, he's, like, lighter than Curry. He's, like, clay light. So,
Fluffy out there in Philly, if you're listening, please call in 347-826-7435 and shut this dude up.
You don't have to say, look, they should be happy they can go to a game in Philly now. Because remember, they was the D-League team. They had the D-League All-Stars on their team. Talking about charging full price to go see the D-League All-Star game every night. So, yeah, shout out to the long-suffering Philly fans. I said I would say it. There it is. It's out there. Y'all might have a team that I can watch on League Pass now. That's it. I got nothing else on me. I do have something though for those who had given up hope. Guess what? 72-year-old woman gave birth, and she's even breastfeeding.
Oh, you mean that woman? Oh, I think they were in India or somewhere like that.
Yes. The Hinder.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that, and the husband didn't look too happy. He looked more surprised than anything.
Yeah, Mohinder Singh and the Hinder Kaur Singh, they, because of in vitro fertilization, I guess, you know, hope springs eternal. But yeah, she had a new baby at 72.
But that's their first child. And why would you want to do it that late in life?
Hey, he's 79. So, you know, you talking about he wasn't happy. He just old. He ain't got no sleep.
He probably saying to himself, this damn kid ain't getting none of my Social Security. Hell no.
Social Security in India?
Probably like, I'm just joking, but I'm just saying, he probably saying to himself, I ain't trying to go out and get a job. I'm retired.
Well, they're very, very old, and I'm guessing they're very, very happy to have their first.
You would think at that age, he ain't even shooting. What's he shooting? What's he squirting out of him? Water? What?
Hey.
Did he have any sperm left?
Hey, it was in vitro, and they spent $14,448.
For that one shot. Man, can you imagine if they, when they did it, if she didn't get pregnant and that was like the last, you know, they had no more left? I'd be pissed.
Hey, Mohinder, he got it up.
I wonder what the motivation was. Like, you know, did they give him some type of, like, you know, you go, like, when you donate sperm, you go into the room and give you magazines or you watch a movie? I mean, at that point, what did they use to, you know, help him out?
They brought in a young woman and you watched her dance. I mean, you know, for an old man, that stimuli.
Now, you know, on the real, on the flip side of this, he might be just as far, you know, he might still have enough in him, like, as if he was, like, in his 40s. You never know.
True. Yeah. Now, quiet is kept, and this is not something that I publicize.
Well, you've done that before? You donated?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I've donated, but it wasn't to a sperm bank.
You weren't getting paid to do it.
I wasn't getting paid for it.
You were giving out freebie.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't like past show guest Trent Arsenault, who has plenty of kids. He's donated plenty of times. He's got, I don't know, I want to say like double digits in kids. I can't even remember. Didn't believe in sex. I mean, I donated out of the kindness of my heart.
Well, in that case, yeah, I guess I've done that a few times, but, you know, I guess my donations weren't up to par because, you know, the end result is are not the father. So anyway.
Anyway, we gonna move on from this because that.
My line, you know what my line used to be? If it break out of here, call it Hercules. Now everybody's like, huh? What is he talking about?
Yeah, I'm not even going to ask.
It's a Robin Harris joke. Y'all remember Robin Harris, right? But anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on. Oh, coming up in a couple of days on a website that I may or may not frequent from time to time.
Which means he does.
Okay. I'm not confirming or denying. xhamster.com is having their show, The Sex Factor. It's like American Idol for potential porn stars.
So is this a paid site or... You know, you have to join it or what?
This is free. Yeah, anybody can watch it, allegedly.
So what, I mean, so allegedly, are they, like, live streaming? I mean...
They're live streaming.
So they try. So basically, they're trying to break the internet.
Right. Yeah.
Will you be joining in or what?
I may check it out. It's an 8-woman, 8-man competition that's debuting on Thursday. And
do you know the actual location where they will be filming? Because you are a member of the press. You can go down there and, you know, file a live report.
Yes, I wish I may, because summer's coming. I may try.
Veterans, are you nervous?
No, not at all. Now you got me all messed up. They got the judges, right? And there's one judge there, Kieran Lee, whose penis is insured for $1 million. I'm like, I just want to have the conversation how you do that, how you insure your penis for $1 million.
Well, I mean, it's probably like with Lloyd's of London or one of those insurance companies. Yeah, if your employer, like, okay, best way to describe it is, you know, like some of these movie stars, they get insured, you know, certain parts of their body, or they, you know, they just get insured overall, like their whole body, because they're that valuable to, you know, for that particular project or whatever they're doing. So apparently in this case, this guy's member must be that important because, you know, they insured him for that amount of money.
Yeah. Obviously. But yeah, the one man and one woman will each win $1 million and the right to officially declare themselves a porn star. Mm. So if you're interested in the reality show aspect,
it's Smooth up on his site, you know, on the Smooth Drama site, and he'll give you all the information.
Yeah.
To laugh because you bring it up, so I knew nothing about it. So,
I'm informing the people. If they was interested on the show, and it may very well break the internet, at least part of the internet that we're not on. So long as it stays over there, I'm sure they're gonna get plenty of hits. But
if we keep up the way we do, we may end up on that part of the internet. You never know.
Hey, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. So what else you got going on?
I got a vicious joke. Something that you would probably do.
What do you mean something that I would probably do?
Something that you would probably do. Where
let's hear it.
The homies, there's this dude, he was having his bachelor party. And so the homies played the joke on him by putting the dildo in his carry-on and had the guard, you know, pull it out on him. Like, hey, what's this? Right there in the line.
It's funny, but the way you delivered it, I'm like, okay. But I see what you're saying. Yeah, I would do something like that. Yep.
Yeah.
That's right up my alley. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up because, you know, there's nothing like you're trying to travel, you're trying to get in and out. And as you know, it's scary going through airport security. You know, you just want to get in and out and let that be it. And then all of a sudden they pull out.
One time, and this is the one time the TSA inspector wants to pull you over to the side.
Exactly. Like,
it's always that fine one, the good looking one that you've been, you know, kind of trying to check out and get her attention. And then when you get up to the front of the line where she is and she's checking your bag, boom, there's a 12-inch dildo in your carry-on. And she's looking at you like, how you doing?
I don't know what airport you've been in, but I have yet to see that TSA agent.
Hold on. I've never done that before, but I'm just painting. I'm just kind of, you know, giving you, you know, a visual. Yeah, I mean, I've been with a couple of terminals and, you know.
You called me smooth. You was real smooth with your delivery of the 12-inch dildo and how you doing. I mean,
that was my Wendy Williams voice, but I'm just saying, I can imagine a scenario with, I'm just saying, like you, or maybe, you know, somebody playing a joke on you, and you just going through, you know, the security check, not knowing it's in your bag, and all you trying to do is get on the plane, but in the meantime, you see this nice-looking TSA agent, so you're like, hey, how you, you know, trying to get her attention. Once you get up there where you got to take off your belt and your sneakers, your shoes or whatever, and they put it through the scanner, and they see this long 12-inch object, and they pull it back through and open up your bag, and it's, hello, you know, that's funny.
Yeah, it'd be funny to not me. It might get me beat in the airport. You know how that goes. So it's like, oh, he's got a bomb.
No, they won't be no bomb. Once they take it out, they see what it is. Yeah, they're gonna be looking at you like, where are you going with this?
You going where? Cool.
Oh.
Have a good time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, normally we would confiscate, you know, something like this, but, you know, in this case, we're just going to let you take that with you.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. You know, you get the right person, like, you know, we got to take this. We got to take this.
No. If that would have happened to you, I would laugh. It would be funny, but at the same time, I would feel kind of bad for you. Because I'd be like, Smooth, I didn't know. Why, you know, you could have told me, man. You know, we, you know, no judgment, but, you know, hey.
You know what? We going on break. We going on break now. This is Eric Badu. Woo!
Crickets in the back, it's so abstract. Yeah, see, I like it like that. Come on. To all the people, and all the big girls.
Badu. Woo! I'm kind of like...
Don't do that. Don't. Are you singing over there? Don't do that. No.
I'm singing, dancing. You know, I got a little sweat going. I'm flexing.
Okay, see. Last week it was you going commando. Now this week you trying to sing and flex. All right.
Flex. Okay. Why are you taking 347-826-7435 call in number once again 347-826-7435.
I had something I wanted to talk about. I'm not sure if
what you talk about?
Well, everybody knows about it. I mean, it's been out there on the internet. I mean, you'd have to be dead or just deaf, dumb, and blind if you didn't see it. The story about the gentleman from that was up at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Fellas, this one I'm going to need some help with.
What you need help with?
Well, this is what went on. Massachusetts General Hospital, I think that's the hospital, completed successfully the first penis transplant.
Uh-oh.
For North America. I'll repeat that again. The first successful penile transplant, different from a penile implant. We're talking transplant. That means they take from one and put it on another. And in this case, what really went on was this gentleman, I didn't catch it. I did fail to write down his name, but you can go on the Facebook and you can go onto our page. The story is there. The gentleman was suffering from a certain rare form of...
We're talking about Peyton Manning's great-grandfather, Thomas Manning.
He's related to Peyton Manning?
No, but I just wanted to say that.
Okay,
yeah.
See, come on. I'm trying to get through this, you know, as quickly as possible. But anyway, the point is...
Don't hurt yourself.
He was... shut up. The man was diagnosed with a rare form of penile cancer, and it's not testicular, this is penile, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they did was they removed his penis like months ago. So basically he was functioning with really nothing there. I mean, don't even ask me how he, you know, would pee or whatever, I don't know. But in the midst of doing that, they were already working on this procedure to give him a new penis. So we think that it was something, you know, they created, or maybe it was like, you know, a robot, you know, something
Brother,
that was cool.
Organ donor. Who
well,
donated?
Yes, this was, it was an organ donor, but from a cadaver. Basically, he got a dead man's dick. Damn, silence. But anyway, my whole point to this story is, we've come a long way in medical science, you know, with medical technology and all that. But my point to bringing this story up is this: I have two questions. Number one, for
who
the fellas,
dead.
For the fellas, aside from any health issues you may occur or whatever, would you ever consider upgrading or downgrading and having this procedure done?
What?
Upgrading meaning, wait a minute, come on, let me finish. Upgrading meaning going from what you have now to something bigger, or if you have too much, going to something smaller. Now, part two of this, ladies, for you all out there listening, how many of you that are either married or engaged or dating a dude that you really love, how many of you ladies out there would encourage your man to do something like this, or, you know, would be against it?
Okay, well, I think we have a caller here who wants to comment on this. Carla, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. You want to say what you want to do? You want to upgrade, downgrade?
Yeah, yes, I do. I want to say, well, I had a couple things, but I want to answer this one first.
Hello, hello.
Okay.
First of all, who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm sorry. I just love this topic. I got carried away. I'm so sorry. This is Grace, and I'm in California still.
How you doing, Grace? Are you
a
member of the group, or are you, you know, just a random caller?
A little bit of both. Member of the group and a random caller.
Okay,
is that allowed,
thank you
by the way?
So what's your what's your question?
Okay. So upgrade. I think everyone should have an upgrade. Bar none.
Wow.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, so
Why not?
Let me put it to you this way. If you're married or dating a man or whatever the case is, you being the woman, okay, and you're saying that, you know, everybody should upgrade. What if this man already has, let's say, 9 or 10 inches? And how much more can he upgrade to?
Well, if he's working with what he has, then that's fine. But if he's already 9 or 10 inches and not really working with what he has, then maybe he should upgrade a little bit bigger, right?
Well, no, I'm not right or wrong. I'm not here to say right or wrong. You said upgrade. So
right.
I'm just saying, like, well, but what, okay, if he does that, where's the guarantee that by upgrading it's going to make it work any better? Because remember, he's getting a transplant. He's getting something more so from, like, a dead man, and the doctors have to rejuvenate the nerves and everything and make sure that everything's working in order for it to be successful.
You know, each man is different. So those that are upgrading, obviously, are coming from a smaller package to a larger package. Those that have a good size going in, you know, they can think about it a little bit more.
And, of course, I guess as far as the whole size thing, that's basically, it's going to vary from woman to woman, right?
Exactly.
Because what you may say is a good size, another woman might disagree, or, you know, whatever.
Absolutely. It's all really who the man you're with and how specific his stuff is working out for you. Absolutely.
Hold on a moment. Smooth, you're kind of quiet over there. What's the problem?
No problem. I'm listening to y'all talk, or should I just...
You sure you're not over there measuring yourself or anything?
No, I know what my size is. I'm good. So,
okay.
What is your size, Smooth?
Ooh, what a setup.
Right.
Ooh.
Thank you for calling. Thank you
Wait,
for calling.
Wait, I'm not finished. Wait. I just actually called for two other things. You remember I said that? I just wanted to answer your question first, though, right? Thank you so much. First, I'd like to give a shout-out to my bandwagon team, the Raptors. I love the Toronto Raptors in the series, so shout-out to the Toronto Raptors. And second, I think you guys need to have a topic on food. We need to do food, people. Let's talk about food.
We will, and when we have that topic, you will be sure to call in. And as far as jumping on bandwagons and being a Toronto Raptor fan. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. Because you were so nice to call in, I just have one other question.
Certainly.
Let's say you met a man, and he candidly shared, you know, the fact that he recently had the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Before showing you, or before him even offering to show you, what would be your first response?
wow, really? That would be the first thing that comes to mind. And then I say, can I see it? Can I touch it?
All right.
Damn. All right. So my last question, and then Smooth, it's off, you know, you can take over. Would you prefer him to have the implant or the transplant?
The implant or the transplant?
Yeah, the implant is the little pump, you know, that they, you know, put
right,
in.
Right, right. No, no, I don't want that. I don't want a pump. I don't want a little pump. No, no, I don't want that.
Right,
so I'll go with the other option.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do realize that this man that, you know, that had it done was in his 60s, and it wasn't so much to procreate. It was basically so that he'd have a functioning, you know, penis so that, you know, he could possibly handle his business. But my thing is, he's the only one in America that's had it done.
Right.
So,
well,
but it was all hypothetical, right? Go ahead.
Yes, it is. It's all hypothetical.
Right. Yeah. So, first, I want to say thank you, Grace, for calling in. Hopefully, you'll call in again and you'll continue to listen. Thank you very much. And
don't we have a little parting gift for her?
Yeah, we will make sure that all our callers and people who are interested will get a T-shirt and a shout out. So thank you once again, Grace.
So Grace, you do realize that when you do get that T-shirt, you must post it on the page and you must wear it.
Right, she will be given the rule that you will send out, Mr. J. And speaking of that, now I will say my piece. First and foremost, I don't know about the dead man's dick upgrade. Just the fact, and I don't know. And I'm speaking for myself, and maybe late one, you have someone else's dick. I don't know how you upgrade to another. I mean, do you cut yours off and have a new one put on? One, my question. Two, you know I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? So.
Yes, you are. We do. Yes, you are. Yes.
Hey, so, you know, I first think when you talk about organ donor, whatnot, black men are in danger, obviously, because hey, whose dicks will be cut off to be donated? I mean, it takes that whole...
But some might, let me just jump in, some might say that whole black man thing is like more of a myth than anything. I'm just saying, some people might say that. So what's your response to that?
Yeah, some people will say that, but the point is, it's like, for example, jail. When you go to jail, they take your dental records, they take your medical records, and you could say that jail is like the perfect warehouse for human organs. I've always been a believer that, not to digress here, that when they take these records, if they want a kidney or liver or whatever, they get somebody shanked in jail. Nobody will miss them. You did the medical report on them, bam, you got a part. So, fast forward to dick donations. Hey, you measuring the guy, whatnot, you seeing what he's working with, you do his test, he's all right, take him out. That's, I mean, because how much does it cost to get a kidney, a healthy kidney, on the black market, any market? How much is it going to be to get a healthy penis?
Well, I mean, when you start doing your conspiracy theories, most of the time I'm not always there with you. But this time around, yeah, I kind of, you don't even have to really go to prisons. I mean, there are untold thousands of missing men and women of color, that go missing every year that, you know, they don't really, you know, put in, you know, they don't make the public aware of, is what I'm saying. So,
yeah,
you know, some of these people are probably, some of these people, their bodies are being recovered with missing organs. So I wouldn't be too surprised.
It's an old Southern lynching tradition where they would take the parts and pickle them. Put them in jars, whatnot. There's allegedly there's some places in the South where they still have museum memorials of lynched parts. There's an urban legend that Nat Turner's parts are still pickled in the South. So, you know, when you speak in those terms, it's not, I mean, to me, it's not hypothetical. And remember, it used to be back in the days, they would have that urban legend, somebody hook up with you, date rape you, whatnot, you know, give you that drink, and then you wake up and one of your kidneys is missing and you're in that tub of ice. Hey. Hey.
All right, this sounds more like a subject that we need to, you know, go into detail on another show. But, yeah, I'm with you on that.
I mean, you know, this is a beginning, and it starts off innocent. Like, hey, we want to help a guy who didn't have a penis. But as you know, things that start off innocent don't stay in the innocent zone. They never stay in
the
innocent zone.
Okay, but the reality is, even if it went that way, I really don't see too many brothers winding, you know, waking up one morning or whatever, you know, with their penises missing and then being transplanted onto a white man. Come on now. Skin tone. Think about it.
Hold on. First and foremost, we know in our lifetime we have seen many a black man who have changed colors. From
I can't think of the medical term, but that, you know, because they had that condition. Michael Jackson had.
Hello. Sammy Sosa didn't have that condition. Stop it.
Who?
Sammy Sosa.
Okay, but now we're kind of digressing into another area. I'm just saying
Michael Jackson
had a legit condition. I mean, he went from the color he went to, you know, what he ended up with. I've seen a lot of brothers and sisters dealing with that same issue. So, I mean, I'm not understanding where you're going with that whole point.
What I'm saying is you can dye it a color. I mean, if you can transplant it, you can dye it. Yeah, of course, you can take it.
Okay. It,
right.
That's a stretch,
yes,
but okay.
You don't want to get into it, but that's what it is.
No, I'm not. I mean, no, because number one, we don't have enough time in the segment, but I'm just saying it's a stretch. That's all I'm saying. That's a stretch.
Maybe.
I'm not saying it's right, it's wrong. It's a stretch.
It's not that big of a stretch. It's
okay.
Not big of a stretch at all. I mean, because
I'll tell you what. This is all I'm going to say about it. If it's not a stretch in your opinion, then in order to make me a believer or in order to prove your point, you would definitely have to bring on some type of scientist or medical doctor in this, and you know, that would know more about it for me to be a true believer.
Of course you would say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or direct me to a source that I can read up on where there's actual or factual information. And then I'll be like, you know what, Smooth? You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not sold.
Well, all I know is in American history, there's nothing that's off the table. There's nothing that's off the table when you talk about exploiting people. And in our era of plastic surgery and the scientific advances, because we've done facelifts, and change people's faces. So if you could change a face and make them look tolerable human, whatnot, you probably can change the color of a penis.
Okay.
I mean, we know that they have the creams, whatnot. So I mean, it's basically and I'm getting sick talking about this. Like,
I'm trying to get you to go on to another subject, but you keep staying here, so.
You brought it up.
I talked about a transplant. You done went from transplant to conspiracy theory about changing skin color, so.
Right, of the transplant. I mean, one, you talking about dead man's dick. I don't think that it's going to be about dead man's dick. It's going to be about live man's dick. I'm talking about dick too much.
All right, well, then if that's the case, then we got to be on guard and guard our penis. That's all. Stay alert.
Ladies, ladies, who's down to guard the penis? Need some help.
Man, we are so far off. Man, let's okay. What's up? What else is up?
One thing I saw. These women in London got in trouble. They had a little battle where they were talking about whose titties were the best. Police women.
Breastuses.
They was like, hey, my titties are better than yours. And so they were like flashing each other, like comparing them, like, look, these titties are the shit. And I'm like, nah, mine are the shit. I was like, but they, and they got in trouble for that. And I'm like.
And they did this over in London.
Yeah.
And these are what, white women, black women, what?
These are white women.
Okay. I mean, hey. I know I'm going to catch flack, but, you know, consider who it is. You know, they just do some weird shit.
But I didn't have a problem with it. I'm like, you want flashy titties compared to titties?
Of course you would. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it either. Why? Because we're men. That would not, you know, we would make that a viewing, like, that would be a, we could make that into a sport.
Well, you know,
that could be a sport.
I'm guessing that there are women listeners out there who'd be like, yeah, if dudes wanted to compare their penises, whatnot, they would love to judge. Like, you know what? This penis is pretty, and why? You know, that's like a. Anyway, I'm going on break.
Yeah, thank you.
We gonna go on break. This is Rob Cobb, et cetera.
Only way I'm gonna make it, keep it. My mental's a bullet, my tongue's the finger that bullet. let the child black voodoo and bamboo like scraps come better you. Oh, sorry, verbal dyslexia. Give it a construct like bamboo with the voodoo soundtrack and make sure not even one born says sweat. Cause we take the best shit and make it classic work of food. They keep fucking cool and pass.
Together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to School Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Mr. J. That was Roscoe, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing for
what
that.
What are you really feeling that one? I had to think about it for a moment.
I know, because it's too lyrical for you. Too West Coast.
Oh, no. See, that hurt my feelings.
I
was just going to say that normally when you go to break, you put on something. And I'm like, okay. I remember this, but that one, sorry. But
yeah,
you went there, you hit me low, but it's okay. I'm going to get over it.
You know why? Because that was West Coast lyricism, and you East Coast, and you got that East Coast bias.
Again. First it was with the light-skinned, dark-skinned. Now it's with the East Coast, West Coast. It had nothing to do with what part of the country the dude was from. I just didn't feel it.
I know.
He could be from New York. And I wouldn't feel it.
Okay.
But it's okay. Here you go, once again.
Yeah. I'm feeling
it. Let me step out the room and go sharpen my knives now.
Oh,
I'm going to have to cut somebody in a minute, but it's okay.
Well, you know what? You want to cut somebody? I got somebody you can cut. You know that damn gun is back on the market, George Zimmerman.
How is it back on the market?
UnitedGunGroup.com, 6 a.m. today, and it ends tomorrow at noon. The bid starting at $100,000.
Probably by design anyway. That's probably how they wanted to do it. Put the interest out there, low bid it, or, you know, place it at a certain bid. Then they know that, you know, people are going to, you know, complain. There's going to be uproar about it. Take it off, but yet the buzz is still there. Then make the gun reappear on a different site, you know, probably run by some serious conservatives, some far-right, you know, NRA, you know, crazies. Boom. Now, you know, the gun is worth twice as much as what it was worth before.
I'm wishing cancer on anybody who bids and wants that gun.
I mean, I'm not even going to give it energy. It's like, okay, it's whatever. This is
right.
The world we live in. These are the times we live in. So I don't care. I mean, the gun is a gun. I mean, there's a thousand of them out there. I'm more concerned about, again, why is this man still walking here? Why is he still walking free?
I mean,
if somebody actually up on the curb and hit him, can somebody, like, you know, put something in his food and get him real sick where he's in, you know, some hospital somewhere and word gets around that, oh, George Zimmerman is in the hospital.
No, just kidnap him and make him drink Flint water for a couple months.
Just kidnap him and take him to a Brooklyn basement and let it end like that. Ain't nobody going to go to Brooklyn, especially parts of Brooklyn, looking for him. Trust me.
Well, I don't think that anyone would be looking for him.
Yeah, well, but anyway, moving right along. I mean, whoever bids on it, fine. I don't care. You know, I mean, the boy is not here anymore. His parents, you know, they deal with it every day. You know, this man's walking around. I mean, what more can you do?
Oh, you can be scared, very, very scared.
Well, I mean, scared of who? Scared of the justice system? Scared of George Zimmerman? Who are we being scared of?
Oh, those Africanized killer bees, remember them from back in the day?
Well, they're still out there, out in Arizona, parts of the West, yeah. What's up with them?
Oh, they didn't appear up here in the Bay Area, conquered.
They're going north, yeah.
Yeah, folks
all it takes is one or two to populate, you know, another hive. It takes is one or two of them.
Oh, wow, I got stung 10 times by the Africanized killer bees. They took over a hive of ordinary honeybees in the amateur beekeeper's backyard, and then And then they started attacking. They were so vicious. And they climbed up in my hair, all over my head. I was running and screaming.
Well, yeah, that's what they do. They attack in groups. If they can take down, like, a, you know, like over in Africa or wherever, if they can take down a wildebeest or whatever, what makes you, or a human, you know, what makes you think they can't take you down? Well, you know, the best thing that they can do for, you know, is do what they've been doing. When they do find these bees, they use some type of high-pressured coolant, you know, that they use on those giant air conditioning systems and freezers, and they freeze, you know, they freeze them. They freeze the hive, and it kills them. But, you know, I think it's all by design, you know. See, the unfortunate thing is, and I know people are like, oh, God, what's he talking about? The unfortunate thing is that with bees, it's already a scientific proof that they basically populate. You know, without bees, you wouldn't have, like, a lot of the plants and flowers and fruits.
Right. We would have very small plant life.
Right. So, you know, when you go after them, because their first thing they do is they'll overtake a regular beehive, you're not only killing them, but you're killing the other bees as well. So,
I just wanted to make fun of that because, you know,
maybe somewhere George Zimmerman will be driving and, you know, crash into an African beehive, you know?
Yeah, that would be a good one. Or maybe he'll be down in Florida and he'll make the mistake and go buy one of them pythons to get him.
Yeah, he'd be better. I mean, a gator would have a better chance than a python.
I don't know. Them pythons wrap around them. They get really, really big down there. So.
Hey, you from New Orleans, you know how they do, but I'm just saying, pythons hide themselves rather well. Like gators, you know, you walking by a swamp or somewhere, and if they're hungry, they'll just come out of nowhere and boom, you're dead.
Well, I would root for that. Anyway, too much energy on that. Now
we gotta work on that. Yeah.
The EPA. We're gonna leave that one on. The EPA is working on their lead in water rule, which they said has been faulted for decades. And so they say for the past 6 years, you know, the environmental, if you don't know what the EPA is, the Environmental Protection Agency, they say they've been trying to rewrite its complex, controversial regulations. And I'm like, shouldn't be that complex. The water is contaminated. You write legislation so that you can't use contaminated water anymore. See, smokescreen to take the hit off of those local people who are still killing poor people in the Michigan area. So the EPA is taking the hit. And they're saying that there's a widespread agreement that major changes are well overdue for the lead and copper rule, which governs about 68,000 public water systems and affects the health of millions of Americans, because apparently we're still using lead and copper pipes, which, as we know, degrade, rust, and that rust goes into your water, thus giving you that lead poisoning that we all so love and cherish.
Another way of looking at it is like this. If you live in a neighborhood that's over, say, 25 years old, chances are the water that runs to the pipes, or the pipes that, you know, has water running through it, are either copper or lead. If the neighborhood you live in is 25 years or younger, more than likely it's considered a new development, and the piping that's under your house or under a building is that heavy, you know, PVC, you know, whatever, that heavy plastic pipe.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah.
You know,
so it's good to have a newer place as opposed to the older places, like they used to have those places with the asbestos that they were just getting rid of in the house.
Exactly. And if you live, like, even if you live in one of these refurbished buildings, like in some of these cities where they're modernizing, like their downtown areas, and they're taking old warehouses and stuff like that and turning them into, like, you know, loft apartments and stuff. See, what they don't tell you is they may replace the piping that you can see in the building, but the
right.
piping underneath is still the same.
Still the same.
So
yeah, I guess that's the good thing about the homie. Shout out to the homie Ryan in Jamaica, Ocho Rios, Ryan of World of Black Heroes.com. They steal the piping out the ground periodically from the broadband to the pipes in general. So he doesn't have to worry about that. His neighborhood always has brand new piping. Because they steal the pipe right out the ground.
Hope nobody from the Jamaican government is listening in right now, you know.
Well, it's the truth. They steal the piping. They know it. So
wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's so I guess that's a way of getting new piping in your neighborhood. You have to go on and steal the old pipes. That's affecting positive change in your neighborhood. So
hey, if it works for them, hey, you know, I ain't hating. But hey, just quick question: how can people reach us? I said, how can people reach us?
How can they reach us? Well, you can hit us up on smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com for your email questions, comments, concerns. You can also go hit us up Facebook on the Smooth Drama page. And as you know, we've got the Twitter. Mr. J can maybe do the Instagram. And I mean, we're also looking for content for our webpage, smoothdrama.com. So if there are some people who are interested in being part of the smooth drama craze that we're about to descend upon America and the world in general, hey, all you gotta do
big things coming down the road, some big things.
Yeah, so request a shirt and one might mysteriously show up in the mailbox near you. And then, of course, you get the shirt. We're going to need you to model it.
There you go.
Showing
and
you.
Before we get out of here tonight, please, if you're by the radio or by your computer or whatever, please check us out on Thursday night. That is going to be a very special night, at least for me, because I would like to honor the one, the only, Malik El-Shabazz, better known as Malcolm X. So,
oh, really?
Definitely, you know, check out that show. I mean, we're not going to do a whole hour, I don't think, but, you know, that's going to be an interesting show. And for all y'all that are still tuned in, or you may check out the show tomorrow, we got a web page. We got a Facebook page. Hit us up. We need your input, you know. I mean, we got plenty of stuff to talk about, but we need your input. We know you're out there listening. If it's not the same night of the show, you're listening the day after or the weekend. Let us know what you think. You know, we're here for you. You're here for us. So come on now. Let's work together.
Reach out. Touch us now.
See, you want somebody to touch you again. Here we go.
What?
And by 3 o'clock on the wall, we got less than a minute. So, but ladies, if y'all want to touch him, go ahead. He wants somebody to touch him.
Well, yeah, that didn't sound appealing. On that note,
well, I'm just saying, you know,
Mr. F the N word, and this is another Smooth Drama production, and we are out. Touch me.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth Drama.